Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast. I'm Shania, and for today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about golden poison frogs. I didn't know golden poison frogs existed, but let's get started. Golden poison frogs were discovered in 1973, and first scientifically described in 1978. The golden poison frog is one of the largest of the poison dart frogs, and it can grow to 5 centimeters. It's a bright color that can vary, especially geographically, but it's either golden orange, golden yellow, or pale green. A lot of people might say how poisonous are golden poison frogs, and the answer to that is golden poison frogs are considered one of the most toxic animals on earth. A earth specimen measuring 2 inches has enough venom to kill 10 grown men. The indigenous Embera people of Colombia have used its powerful venom for centuries to tip their blowgun darts when hunting. Also, another question people might have is if we humans can survive a golden poison frog, and the answer to that is a very small quantities of its poison can be fatal if they enter the blood stream. A single frog may contain enough poison to kill more than 20,000 mice or more than 10 people, and toxin equivalent to 2 grains of salt is enough to kill 1 person. Also, I think that this is a question for everybody, and the question is that, can you touch a golden poison frog? A frog's poison is found in their skin, making them too toxic to touch. While most frogs are considered toxic but not deadly, they are distasteful to a predator and can even be fatal. The poison can cause serious swelling, getting nauseous, and muscular paralysis. I think this creature is really cool because golden poison frogs are considered one of the most toxic animals on earth, but I also feel like they can be used to help people defend themselves if they are in danger. Overall, I think this creature is a cool creature because I've never heard about it, and I think that it has their pros and cons. That's it for today's podcast, guys. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Stay tuned for next week. I don't know what I'm going to be talking about, but I know it's going to be interesting. Bye.